Blog Talk Radio.
She's back, and better than ever. From the author that brought you Peeling Back the Mask, Insane, Speechless, Forgiveness, and now her most unfiltered and raw work ever, authoress Terry Lyle presents Broken from the Inside, Secrets, Lies, Drugs, and More. Author Terry Lyle reveals it all in her latest but true autobiography blockbuster, Broken from the Inside. Books can be purchased on Amazon.com or send $10 to Cash App at Transform10. Multiple copies will be available for discount. Priority shipping available for additional $9.35.
I'm looking in the mirror of my mind. I can see your arms wrapped around me. I know it's gonna be a long time, but I'm back where I wanna be. Been a little fragile for a while, and I'm trying not to let it break me. I'm all by myself. The only thing that helps is the taste of your sweet memory. I just want you to know you're the reason I will never let go. And I've been thinking about you.
Ward. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 47 countries around the world who tunes in faithfully. And before I bring on our special guest, Nancy Hartwell, I want to say hello to my co-host, Chris. Chris, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, Terry. I'm doing well. Happy Easter weekend, everybody.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to call it Happy Resurrection Sunday. And,
okay.
You know,
right.
That'll
okay.
work for me. So But I know the bunny rabbit is out there for the children, giving them lots of candy, and I'm going to be doing that as well tomorrow. But our special guest tonight is our resident, I would say our resident authority on human trafficking and young adults who run away from home, because tonight our show will be talking about runaways and how that impacts the human trafficking situation that's going on right now. So without further ado, how are you doing, Nancy Hartwell?
Terry, thank you so much for having me on your show. I love you. I love your show. And this is a really important topic, and I'm delighted that you're dealing with it.
Yes, well, thank you again for being on here. And when I said the resident authority on human trafficking and youth, I am not lying, because, you know, we also have to have people on the show that we can call at a drop of a moment that has the ability to talk on the topic. So you are our resident family member on Unmasked, Nancy.
Right. Yes.
Thank you. You know, I've done more than 800 radio interviews in 30 countries on this topic, and I've written 3 books. It's a topic that I've been studying for more than 50 years.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this question. Do you think that the percentage of people getting snatched into human trafficking is more if they are runaways or just an opportunity to snatch some young person that is not looking, like you said, snatch them in a van or whatever, you know, or trick when they go to a dance and they give them something they drink and they snatch? So what's the ratio, you think, as far as getting, you know, people who have ran away and homeless and they're looking towards anybody to help them out of the situation, or just being snatched at random?
Well, if you want to run away from home, and by the way, it's, accurate statistics are kind of hard to come by, but it's estimated that 1 out of 7 kids between the age of 12 and 17 will run away from home at some point in their life. And this translates to something like between 1.5 million and 1.8 million kids who run away from home every year. Now, some of them some of them go to live with a relative or a good friend, but a lot of them don't have that option. So they end up on the streets or in a park or somewhere that they are putting themselves at extreme, extreme risk. There are predators out there looking for runaways because they know they're desperate. And desperate people are easy prey.
Exactly.
They will offer them a hot meal, a safe place to stay. Hallelujah. If you're 14 years old, this is music to your ears. But it comes at a price, at a very high price. Yeah. And so if you know somebody who's even thinking about running away from home, give them the number of the National Runaway Switchboard. Let me give it to you here. It's 1-800-786-2929. Let me repeat that. It's 1-800-786-2929. They can help find a safe place for the kid to stay before he or she runs away from home. Now, most cities have runaway shelters, but most kids who run away don't know about them. And this can help put them in touch with these shelters. School counselors might also know about these shelters. But the key point to remember is if you're even thinking about running away from home, or you know some kid who's even thinking about running away from home, plan ahead. Don't just go to a public park because these predators are looking for you there. They're looking at bus stations and train stations, even at airports, looking for kids who look like they're runaways, and then they offer help, but at a very, very high price. So please help anybody you know who's even thinking about running away from home, and put them in touch with the National Runaway Switchboard that can help in all 50 states.
You know, it's amazing that you use airports, because you would think that people who are runaways without funds, they wouldn't be at airports. But I was watching a TV show called Sisters by Tyler Perry, and it had an episode how they were coming through the airport with someone, I guess, who was their handler or whatever. And I was thinking to myself, how could they be on a plane with someone and not be able to tell someone that someone has snatched me? I don't want to be here. But you know, like you said, don't count out airports like I did because of the fact you need money, and they already broke because they might be traveling with someone else who's in the human trafficking chain of command.
Right, right. Please also note, police do not actively look for runaway kids. They look for missing children, but running away from home is not a crime. So police usually kind of stay out of it unless some crime is committed in the process.
Right.
Yeah. I once helped edit a book by a young lady from Pakistan whose parents, believe it or not, sold her to an Irishman. She was 12 years old. She was 12 years old. But he managed to get a fake passport for her. And when they landed in London, she told the immigration officer, "Officer, please, I'm 12 years old. I'm not 18. This man has stolen me. I don't want to be with him." And he said, "Of course, love, of course." And he did nothing.
Oh, wow. He actually was lying.
Right. So you cannot count on police or authorities to help you if you're a runaway, or even if you're a captive. but anyway, do keep this number very handy. Let me give it to you one more time in case you missed it. 1-800-786-2929. And that's for the National Runaway Switchboard. That's a resource, a wonderful resource center that is nationwide and will help you get in touch with the local shelters or other organizations that can help you.
Okay. Well, Nancy, Chris has a question for you.
Yes,
ma'am.
Nancy. My first question is for people who are listening to this episode and not sure who exactly you are, why do you feel so passionate about child trafficking?
Well, child trafficking is a huge problem. Even if you're 8 years old and you run away from home, a pedophile will find you and keep you probably locked up to service not only himself but all of his friends. Child trafficking is a huge, huge problem. Recently, I heard that pedophiles had asked for the same legal protections as gays, but they can't get it because guess what? An 8-year-old can't give legal consent.
No.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. So, and boys are at risk just as much as girls because there are are gays out there who are looking for sex slaves. And so, or even labor slaves. By the way, the World Cup that took place recently in Qatar, the facilities were built by slave labor. They sent representatives to poor countries nearby, like Pakistan and Afghanistan, offering fabulous jobs. And people signed up in droves. Well, as soon as they got to Qatar and the transportation was paid, travel documents, locked up the guys, had them sleeping on concrete and working 18-hour days under 120-degree heat. Conditions were so bad that they averaged more than a death a day. Hardly anybody knew about it.
Wow.
And yes, so labor slavery is just as much of a problem as sex slavery. And by the way, human trafficking after drug trafficking is the biggest illegal enterprise on the planet. And it is a multi-billion with a B enterprise around the world.
Well, you know something, because you said that, just recently this past week, they was talking about the rapper Sean Combs. Some people call him P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, or whatever. But, you
uh-huh.
know, this guy, his house was raided in Miami for trafficking. And people have came out on the web saying that at these parties that he gives, he have young people fornicating with older people. He have men having sex with other men, you know, and they got signed a non-disclosure to go to a party, you know, and it's amazing how people, like the Kardashian went there recently and said she will never go back, how people see something is wrong and they don't speak up because a person that they know who got money is their friend. This is a mess.
Right.
It's a real mess.
Right. Right. But the
you
problem is
say
people make a lot of money like this. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah, that's the problem. It's money driven. And as long as somebody can make money doing something, whether it's legal or not, some people are going to do it. And
yeah,
one of those
no conscience.
Things is taking advantage of kids who run away from home. Yeah. Somebody's mm-hmm. going to do it.
Wow. Well, Nancy, hold on to your hat because Chris got another question for you. So
okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Nancy. My next question is, what country has the most child trafficking things going on? Is it the United States?
No, it's probably the Philippines. They have special tours in the Philippines. Especially arranged for pedophiles.
Oh.
What?
Yes. It used to be Thailand, but the government of Thailand has finally started tightening up on it. And my source on this is the State Department's database on human trafficking. And they rank countries 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on how serious the problem is. The U.S. and most of Western Europe is one. Countries where it's a problem but not a huge problem are two. Countries where it's a serious problem are ranked three. Countries ranked four, the government is actually part of the problem. And Thailand has graduated from 5 to 4, but the Philippines is still a 5.
Well, what about the United States?
United States is 1. It's a big problem. We have a big population here, so the numbers are big, but the proportions are small.
So you're saying one is the best on a scale of 1 to 5. 5 is the worst.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, the first time I've heard about human trafficking in the United States on a public screen was when, Clinton, when she was running for president, she had women who had escaped that lifestyle and was speaking out. And that was the very first time I've ever heard someone on that bigger stage to even bring it up, even though it's been going on for a while.
Yes. Well, these were very brave women who spoke out. But proportionately, human trafficking is a smaller problem here in this country than it is in most countries. Nevertheless, it is a problem that we need to deal with very seriously, because ideally it should be zero. And until it's zero, people like me are going to keep fighting.
Okay. Well, one last question before I let Chris ask this question. And this question is, people always talk about human trafficking as with younger people. Have they ever snatched an older person to be like the maid or the cook or whatever, you know, to do that kind of menial job? Because I know they don't want no old body. I know they don't want me.
I've heard about people who were over the age of 40 who were trafficked. For instance, yes, the Sultan of Brunei, probably the richest person on the planet, put out an ad for a librarian, and a 41-year-old American applied for the job. And when she got there, things seemed a little bit different than what she had expected, and she managed to escape. But he had expected to be able to enslave her.
Wow.
Yes.
How did
she
get free?
And she was 41 years old, not 15.
Right. Well, I have to ask you that later. I'm going to give Chris a chance to ask this question. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Nancy. My next question is, what's the easy, outside of what Terry said, speaking out, you know, say something, what is the easiest way the public can get involved?
The easiest way that the public can get involved?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there are organizations in almost every city that help fight human trafficking. And they're always looking for volunteers. So try to find an organization in your local area that's looking for volunteers and help. They would dearly appreciate any help that you can offer.
Okay.
Here in, I live in Tampa, and Hillsborough County is the 7th largest school district in the country. And the school board has a task force against human trafficking to help educate school children, elementary, middle school, and high school, about the dangers of human trafficking and how these people operate. You might be able to serve on a similar task force if there's one in your community. I love this task force, by the way. I've been on it for now several years. And by the way, the chief of police of Tampa wrote his doctoral dissertation on sex trafficking and the Super Bowl. So he's very much aware of these issues. Not every police department in the country is as focused on this as here in Tampa, but these organizations are always, always looking for volunteers. So please find them and sign up. They will love you.
Excellent.
Wow. I like that. Well, you know, the lady who said was in her 40s, like 41, how did she escape? Or was it just the fact that they didn't have her in a locked room like these younger people? I mean, she had the freedom to go and move around, and she just knew that it's time just to leave on her own?
Yeah, she had barely landed when she started suspecting that things were not like she had been told. And so they hadn't been able to really get their hands on her completely. And I don't know all of the details about how she managed to escape, but it was within hours after she had arrived that she left.
Wow.
Not days or weeks. Yeah. But at least she had her antennae up, and mm-hmm. and she was very observant. So she wasn't going into this with her eyes closed and naively, and she had probably been warned. The Sultan thought that since he was so rich, he could do just about anything he
wow.
which is also the problem on the Persian Gulf. And by the way, in the conservative Islamic countries on the Gulf, slavery is still completely legal. Muhammad
wow.
had
Woo.
Slaves, and if the Prophet did it, that means it's okay. So
no, it's never okay.
Yeah. King Faisal in Saudi Arabia issued a royal decree outlawing slavery, but it was simply for international consumption. Man-made law cannot trump divine law. And if divine law says that slavery is okay, then that means it's okay. And no royal decree on the planet can change that.
Exactly.
Right. So most of the real slave trade in the world today is focused on the Persian Gulf, although there's a lot of internal slavery in like the Philippines, in China, in Thailand, in Vietnam, especially in East Asia, where, you know, a Thai will own another Thai. And also in Mauritania in West Africa. These are places where domestic slavery is still widely practiced.
Well, Nancy, because we get ready to run out of time, real quick, could you give us the titles of your books? And I'm sure they're
oh.
on Amazon, correct?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, I've
You're
written
welcome.
A series of three books. The flagship book is called Harem Slave, and the sequel is Prince Ibrahim's Favorite, and then there's a companion volume called Voices from the Harem. They are available on Amazon, and by the way, Harem Slave has been translated into French, Spanish, and German. It reached number 7 in all fiction on Amazon, and it has also won an award.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. We have ran
yes.
out of time. We're down to like less than 60 seconds. But, you know.
Thank you.
Anytime
thank you,
we
Terry.
Have a show that,
you're welcome.
But I want you to know that
you're wonderful.
Can we
okay,
count on you?
Good night.
Good night. You
okay.
have a good evening. Blessed weekend, darling.
Baby, baby, there will always be space for you and me. Right where you left it.